All right, we're back at it again with another week of Bailey D's weekly top five. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm super excited for this week. I mean, I say that every week, but I really am super excited for this week. I'm not going to tell you the genre or the vibe that I decided to go with. I'm just going to play the songs and let you make your own assumptions. Full transparency here, it took me a very long time to decide what I was going to go with this week, but I think I am more than satisfied with what I decided to do with this week's weekly top five. I hope you enjoy it as well. But enough of me talking, we're going to start this sucker off at number five. Coming in at number five, we have Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Okay, so I don't even have to tell you where I found that song because I guarantee you, you found it the same place I did, and that was Guardians of the Galaxy 2, the intro to that movie. Phenomenal movie, by the way. I did find out a really cool fact about this song, though. On a BBC radio interview, Electric Light Orchestra leader Jeff Lynne talked about how he came up with this song after he locked himself away in a Swiss chalet attempting to write Electric Light Orchestra's follow-up to a new world record. He says, it was dark and misty for 2 weeks and I didn't come up with a thing. Suddenly the sun shone and it was, wow, look at those beautiful Alps. I wrote Mr. Blue Sky and 13 other songs in the next 2 weeks. I really, really love hearing that story because it just goes to show that everybody has writer's block eventually. You know, everybody goes through that where you're trying to be creative and you're just like, I feel like a bucket of mud. I have no creativity left in me. There are no bright colors. Everything sucks. And then something as simple as the sun coming out can inspire you, flip that switch, and all of a sudden you have all of these ideas just flooding into your head. I mean, I know that that happens to me very consistently with the weekly top five. I'm always sitting there Monday through Friday just thinking, oh my God, which genre am I going to go with? What vibe am I going to pick for this week? And I have absolutely nothing. And something as simple as hearing a song on the radio just sparks that all up for me. So it really is kind of beautiful. I like that. Along with this song, it makes you feel happy. If you listen to this song and you don't feel happy, you're listening to it wrong, okay? And that goes for all of the other songs that you're going to be hearing on this week's top five. They all give me that feeling. I know I've said that in the past, but it's true. I don't put songs on here that I don't enjoy. So with that being said, we're going to move on to number four, and I'm super excited to show you this one. This is a great song. Coming in at number four, we have The Joker by the Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. The pompatus of love. People talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did.
So I feel like I have to start off by telling you where I found this song, and it's actually kind of funny. I probably heard it somewhere before this, but the first time I remember hearing this song was on an episode of That 70s Show. If you know what episode I'm talking about, you definitely get props for that one, because it's a phenomenal episode, probably one of my favorite episodes out of the whole series. But anyways, I have some facts here for you about this song. The Joker is a song by the Steve Miller Band from their 1973 album, The Joker. Released as a single in October of 1973, the song topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in early 1974 and reached the top 20 in Australia, Canada, and the Netherlands. The line in this song, "I speak of the pompousness of love," has baffled listeners for some time. Grail Marcus provided the best example we've seen in a 2002 article for the Los Angeles Magazine titled "In the Secret Country." The word pompousness does exist in the Oxford English Dictionary, and it means to act with pomp and splendor. Miller most likely heard the word on a song called "The Letter," which was recorded by the Los Angeles doo-wop group The Medallions in 1954. It was written by their lead singer, Vernon Green, who was 16 at the time and crippled with polio. So, super interesting fact. I don't think I've ever heard that word, like, anywhere else in my life except for the Steve Miller Band song, so it's nice to know some backstory behind stuff like that. We're gonna be moving right along. Coming in at number 3, we have Janis Joplin with "Me and Bobby McGee."
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. No, no. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold world. One day I'm near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La-da-da, 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 la-da-da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, Bobby, yeah. La-da-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da.
completely honest with you, I listened to that song probably 3 times today on my way to work. I rediscovered it when I was coming up with this week's weekly top five, and I'm still in love with it. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it. Janis Joplin's voice is gorgeous. She sings the hell out of this song. And I do have a couple facts here for you. This song was written by Kris Kristofferson and Fred Foster. Me and Bobby McGee, Joplin's transcendent rendition, recorded days before her death in October of 1970, turned the song into an all-time classic. With her incredible, iconic performance, Janis made Me and Bobby McGee her own. It was released on January 12th of 1971. Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee became the second posthumous single in pop music history to reach number one. The first was Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay in 1968. And I do have to give some credit to where I first heard this song. One of my longtime friends, Victoria, her mom, is a beautiful singer, almost puts Janis Joplin to shame. So a shout out to Joy for making this song something very memorable in my mind. Now we're going to move on to number two. And coming in at number two, we have Ramblin' Gamblin' Man by the one, the only Bob Seger. If you've heard me talk on the radio, if you know me in real life, you know how special Bob Seger is to me and a majority of my family. I had to put that one in there. It was actually one of the first Bob Seger songs that I started to enjoy on my own without the influence of my dad, of my family, of anybody like that. So it seemed absolutely perfect for the top five because it's not very well known. I actually have some facts backing that up. I'll tell you here in a second. And it just fit with, it might be a little bit more upbeat than a couple of the songs that I've played before, and it's definitely going to be more upbeat than our number one pick for this week, but I still love it. It fit perfect, and I love getting to showcase Bob Seger here. Anywhere, really. So this song was originally released as a single in October of 1968, then as a track on the album of the same name in April of 1969. This was Seger's first big hit. It charted at number 17 despite receiving no airplay in most major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Seger was very popular in Detroit, but despite being a talented singer-songwriter at the beginning of the singer-songwriter era, he couldn't get any heat in most coastal cities. It wasn't until his 1975 Beautiful Loser album that Seger broke nationally. So I particularly like this song because it was a great song before people knew it was a great song. And it's one of those things that you can look back on and reflect on after, you know, a singer-songwriter becomes popular. You can look back and go, hey, you know, their older stuff was actually a lot better and it definitely deserved some more recognition. And that's exactly why it's number two on our weekly top five, along with the fact that I'm a little bit biased and it's Bob Seger. I mean, come on. But without further ado, we're going to move on to our number one for this week. Coming in at number one, we have Big Star with 13.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
This song was written by Alex Chilton and Chris Bell. Rolling Stone describes this song as one of rock's most beautiful celebrations of adolescence, and I think that is a phenomenal way to sum all of this together. It was actually rated number 396 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And I mean, if that isn't reason enough for me to put it at number one, let me give you some more reasons. The name of the album was Number One Record, which was bitterly ironic as it ended up selling under 10,000 copies upon its initial release in 1972. The name of the band, Big Star, also proved to be an unfortunate misnomer because outside of critics and other musicians, they remained virtually anonymous during their brief time together. So I think that this is a perfect pick for our number one on this week's top five, not only because it seems to be very underground, but because it's also just a gorgeous song. And I know that I say that to like all of them, but it's true. I'm not going to put songs on here that I don't find beautiful, that I don't think that more people should hear. And I definitely think more people should hear this song. It's great. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. I'm going to say it 10 times over just so you know for sure. This does conclude our weekly top five for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any ideas for me on genres you would like to hear, vibes that you would like to pick up on, song requests that you want me to play on here, you can send those directly to me on our website, drgnews.com. You're going to find it right below where you found this, Bailey D's weekly top five. So please send me your song submissions. I know that you have songs that you love, so why not share them? You know, when I started this thing, I really wasn't sure what it was going to turn into. It seems to be similar to, you know, podcasts, which is great because podcasts are super relevant right now. So who knows? Maybe in the future I'll have a guest on here with me. I'm sure you would enjoy that, not having to listen to my voice all of the time. I know I would. I get sick of talking. Believe it or not, I do get sick of talking. But that is the end. Get on out of here. I got nothing left for you. I mean, really, what are you even still doing here? You can't enjoy me talking that much that you're still listening at the end of this thing. But I do want to thank you for all of your support. I never would have imagined that I would have loved doing something this much, but I really do. I enjoy creating this for you. And you know what would make it a lot easier is if you sent me your song submission. So be sure to do that over on our website, drgnews.com. Right below where you found Bailey D's weekly top five. And on that note, I'll see you next week.